ABC Northern Tasmania with Pia Wursu.
Ross Hartley has been working on a pretty amazing project, creating a mosaic with a word jumble on the back. It's for Penguin, but it's the story behind it that really makes it so special. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hi, Pia.
Lovely to have you join me. How did this project come to be?
Well, quite by chance. We got a bequest of $3,000 from a mainlander who wants to remain nameless. And his own story is very interesting. He'd lived for 25 years with a diagnosis of paranoid schizophrenia. He was on a disability pension, lived in public housing, and for most of that time felt largely invisible in his very large community. And what he wanted us to do was to basically showcase that people with mental health challenges do contribute meaningfully to their communities and do enrich our lives. And it's such an unusual take on mental health. It's a very positive take. We're so used to in the media of seeing the negative, Ring Lifeline, you know, all that sort of stuff. And so it kind of turns the whole thing issue on its head, and it's a celebration.
So you got this bequeath of $3,000. Then I imagine you sat there and went, well, what do we do with it? How do we fulfill this vision?
Because it was very open-ended. The first thing we did was to write to the Minister for Health, the person at the time, not asking for money, but just saying, hey, we have this wonderful project. And he gave us a cheque for $1,500. And I thought, oh, wow, a discretionary grant. And then a bit later in the year, in about May, we applied for the Community Small Grant Program in Central Coast Council, Ulverston, and they gave us $3,000. So effectively, Council is our major financial partner in the project. And throughout the year, we've engaged with the community big time, online and in person, asking them to guide the sorts of images that the mosaic, which is the front panel of the artwork, what the images could be, and also on the back panel, the word jumble. So a lot of community engagement, and it seemed the way to best present or represent what this man wanted us to do was through art, and hence the mosaic and the word jumble.
So if we sort of talk through the word jumble on the back, what are some of the words that jump out?
We use the Penguin General Cemetery Facebook as the main avenue for getting the invitation out to the wider community for words. We got about 450 words, which was a lot, and just words. We did specifically ask for verbs because they're short, they're very real, and they're doing words, as opposed to nouns, which can be complex and abstract. So we got 450, and then we farmed those out to three independent people in Penguin with some experience one way or another in mental health, and I was the fourth person, and each person was asked to just choose 50 words. The words that the four of us agreed on, there are only three words we agreed on. One was despair, one was empower, and one was celebrate. And I thought, wow, that's magical. That's exactly what the brief was about. And then the words that we're three agreed on, they're the next biggest words in the jumble, and we're two agreed on, and so on. But you look at it and think, oh, what's this about? Well, you look at both the mosaic on the front and the word jumble on the back, because it's the one art piece. Each by itself doesn't say the story. Together, it validates, in many ways, it validates people, marginalised people, people on the fringes in society, and also challenges the rest of us to maybe rethink how we judge people.
You're hearing from Ross Hartley, who's been project managing a project. He was given a bequest to create a work to show that people who might be living on the fringe, who might be largely ignored by their community, perhaps who have a mental health issue, really do contribute to the community that they are part of. You mentioned that the word jumble and the mosaic together, of course, speak together to tell the story. We've spoken about the word jumble. What's the mosaic part?
Christiana Goss does amazing, amazing mosaics. She works the clay herself, paints it and puts it in her kiln. So the pieces are quite large. You know, there can be trees, birds. And the effect is a 3D, very tactile mosaic. It's a beautiful scene, and again the community engaged to come up with this. The art piece is 3 meters wide, and in the centre, at the tallest point, it's about 1.8 meters. The branches form a kind of an abstract shape of a heart in the centre, and you've got leaves of different colour, symbolising the change of seasons. And at the bottom, you've got hands and arms reaching up in a celebratory sort of way, and different colours representing, you know, diversity and the various types of people that, you know, the project is about. And we're not naming the art piece, because as soon as you give it a name, people start interpreting through that name. So just having it there and letting people walk by and say, oh, what's this about? And then spending some time, and next time they walk past, they'll think, oh, yeah, they might see something different.
Where is the project up to now, Ross?
It's the word jumble is produced. We're building the frame on which it will hang. The mosaic is as good as done. The mosaicist is a well-known lady from Wynyard, Christiana Goss. She's done quite a lot of these mosaics around the northwest. She'll finish it early January. So come the beginning of January, basically, it's ready to be installed somewhere in Penguin.
Do you know where its final resting place will be yet?
We are making a formal, as I speak, we are making a formal request to council to install it. Because as friends of the General Cemetery, we haven't got the resources to do it ourselves. We haven't got the resources to insure against public liability and all that. So we really need council to come to the party. And given that there's no art piece in Tasmania, anything like this, it should be quite a tourist attraction. So we're asking council if they'd be kind enough to install it, as they have done with many of the projects from Friends of the Penguin General Cemetery. So we're hoping their generosity will be just the same with this. And even though the art piece, the mosaic and word jumble, is, as we've described earlier, it's also a tribute to people simply being kind. You know, the person that gave us the money, the minister, the council, the public engagement, but especially the vendors, you know, 10 vendors, and we had to go to them one by one just asking if they could discount their profits. Some of them gave their services for free, their products for free, and I estimate that they've probably saved us between $10,000 and $15,000. That is being kind.
An absolutely magical project. Well, I, for one, am really looking forward to seeing it come to fruition. Thank you so much for coming in to tell us about it this afternoon.
Thanks for the opportunity, because I think it's just such an amazing project, and an amazing project for Penguin.